Yeah, it's such an interesting thing because I actually hear a lot of Christians actually using swear words, saying, "Oh, it's just words."
Yeah.
Well, there's a really big issue with that. I mean, like, we're supposed to be set apart from the world, and if we're just cussing along, you know, with the world, mm-hmm. you know, with the best of them, then are we really any all that different? Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, the Bible actually says it shouldn't have any part of our lives. Mm-hmm. So when you actually look at what the Bible says about it, there's a bunch of verses on this, really.
Yeah.
One of them that comes up that I can think of right now. Well, it actually comes up Colossians 4, verse 6.
Okay.
Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just a nice way of saying, okay, just, you know, keep your voice, keep your speech nice. You know, talk
Hi,
nicely.
Hi, Pastor Andrew.
Yeah.
That's actually, can I, while you're just kind of getting the scriptures, can I share a really quick story?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I feel like I've shared this before on the show, but I remember when I was younger, we all go through seasons where you're trying to, like, I don't want to say find yourself, but maybe test the boundaries a little bit. And there's a friend of mine, and he started going to public school, and we used to go to a Christian private school before that. And I remember I went to his house, and we're talking in conversation, and I was like, boom. Full send, I dropped the F word, right? Like, I just drop it. And I knew that this was different from what I was, you know, brought up and like the way that I was taught and stuff, but I just like said it, right? And I will never forget for the rest of my life what he said. He stops me. He looks me like directly in the eyes in the middle of what I was saying. And he goes, "Oh no, you too. All my friends at public school are swearing and now you are as well." Ooh.
Yeah, it's convicting, isn't
Whoa,
it?
Whoa, that was like, that. Yeah, and like, man, super convicting. Super, it definitely snapped me out of whatever thing I was going through back then, let me tell you.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where the Bible actually really makes it clear that, you know, coarse joking, all that kind of stuff should have no part in a believer's life. So like, you know, even those dirty jokes that you see in people, you know, around the office cooler or whatever, right? You know. It really shouldn't belong there. I mean, like Ephesians 5:4 says, nor should there be any obscenity, which, you know, that's talking about swearing, foolish talk or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. So basically saying, if you're doing this, get it out of your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty clear right there. Get it out of your life.
Yeah.
Rather replace it with thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think we can always fall back to, too, like, are words building or are they tearing down as well? You know?
Yeah.